This news brought to you by Froom, Australia's number one mushroom products brand, now available at Harris Farm Market stores. Headline: Spice of Life as Saffron Gets Serious About Your Mood. New clinical data puts ancient Crocus stamen front and centre of modern mental wellness. There's a quiet little revolution brewing in your supplement drawer, and it's not ashwagandha, rhodiola, or yet another adaptogen with a complicated name and questionable Instagram science. Nope. This one's been around since Cleopatra and has been flavouring bouillabaisse and biryanis for centuries. Say hello, again, to saffron, the golden-hued stamen of Crocus sativus, now armed with clinical receipts. Spanish biotech company PharmActive has just dropped its most ambitious trial to date on Afron, a high-potency saffron extract formulated to tackle something many of us know too well, the lingering fog of low mood. And the results? Remarkably sunny. About 11% of adults are quietly dragging themselves through each day with what psychologists now call subclinical depression. You won't get a full-blown diagnosis, but you will get the joyless fatigue, the emotional greyness, the why bother syndrome that slowly eats away at motivation. The kind of low hum of discontent that can feel like the emotional equivalent of dead pixels on your screen. Afron, taken in two small 14-milligram capsules daily, appears to offer real relief. In a 12-week double-blind placebo-controlled trial involving 202 adults with mild depressive symptoms, 72% of the saffron group experienced meaningful improvement in mood compared to 54% on placebo. That's a 53% drop in low mood symptoms, with effects kicking in as early as week 5. This isn't some TikTok wellness trend with sponsored influencers and vague serotonin support claims. Afron's effects were measured using DASS-21, a standardized scale for depression, anxiety, and stress. What emerged was clear. Daily saffron significantly improved emotional tone, reduced sadness, and even, among poor sleepers, improved sleep quality and reduced sleep-related impairment. Importantly, Afron doesn't need a megadose. The extract is standardized to contain 3.5% leptocrosylides, a tongue-twisting but important bioactive component, and at just 28 milligrams per day, it boasts the lowest effective saffron dose on the global market. It's also water-extracted, vegan, and rapidly absorbed, hitting the bloodstream in about 1 hour. It's kind of poetic, really. A substance once reserved for royals and healers, plucked painstakingly from the heart of a flower, is now being retooled with precision biotech to support teenagers, menopausal women, and anyone else fighting the quiet storm of modern malaise. With over 5 million users worldwide, Afron's subtle yet consistent impact on mood makes it an intriguing option for the I don't want pharma but I need something crowd. The results are a reminder that not every health breakthrough needs to be disruptive. Sometimes it's about revisiting the forgotten parts of our pharmacological history, like a spice rack ingredient that turns out to be smarter than we thought. The link to this audio sponsor is on the bottom of the page.